talking with a top to see his patients when it rained. Well, he had another one that didn't have a top, but he went in that too when the weather was good. And he rode horseback part of the time, and he also walked some. And so he come, maybe he had his faithful saddle pocket, you know. Well, he would come to home, and if some of us were so sick, you know, he'd dose out the pills and the powders. And then, if it was in the winter time, you know, maybe Daddy'd be in the house. Well, Mother'd put the coffee pot on the coals, you know, heat the coffee. Maybe she'd have gingerbread or dried fruit pies, and they would eat something, a little something, you know, and drink their coffee. And sit there and look so relaxed. After, you know, the tension or the part of it, so the thing is the business part of it, so. And they'd sit there and relax, you know, and just talk about the neighborhood, at school, things like that. Of course, at the time, I didn't think anything about it. Any impressions stay with you, though, anyway. And later in life, they bob up, you know, and you're sure you can appreciate them, too. And I said, well, I'd like to see somebody that looked as relaxed. I said to myself, I'd like to see somebody that looked as relaxed as they did.
They knew how to live, I think, a good deal better than we do.
What did you say?
I said they knew how to live better.
Yeah.
They knew when to work and when to play and when to relax and when to be excited.
Seem like they do. Mm-hmm. I'll go into some more of my writing.
I'd like to hear it.
The ice storm. Now that was something to make you think. Weirdo, last year in the Lexington Progress, that's our county paper, well, just ever so often there'd be a picture of a nice new home, say, and all the electric home. Well, after the ice storm, people were on the swap shop. They have two 15-minute drove swap shop does here on Lexington. And the people were coming up, well, where can I buy a wood heater? Where can I buy a wood cook stove? And even this winter they're doing that. Mm-hmm. I thought about all the brushes clearing, and I didn't think there's much wood. Well, they're advertising it anyway. And so I wrote, ice storm. Adversity is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. Weather. It's news here, there, and everywhere. Concerning the ice storm we hear, it's the worst in years. Another one said, I've never seen anything like it. One thing, if nothing else, we have learned. We have learned to realize our dependence on electricity for light and for heat, not even mentioning for pleasure. Now, for television, radio, and so forth. Hopefully, we have learned to have more care concerning the welfare of others, meaning our neighbors. Grandmother's old kerosene lamp, we were fortunate enough to have one. Kerosene lamp were brought out and put to use. And candles were used and flashlights were used. There's an expression that's been around a long time that goes like this. It's an ill wind that blows nobody any good. That must be a sailor's expression. The ill wind that blows nobody any good. I don't know where I first heard it. I chose it in quotation marks to show I'm quoting, you know, from somebody else. Adversity is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. Perhaps teaching our dependence on each other. How we depend on the electric.
Right.
Yeah, the electric. Yeah. We don't always like to admit that we're dependent, but we are. Everybody's dependent on and somebody else.
The ice storm really taught a lot of people a lot of things. I was in Holly Springs at the time in Mississippi, and they have so many beautiful trees there. And the ice storm just destroyed them. You know, because the wind came up and just twisted the trees, broke them off. But
I bet the ones that's used to that were stakeovers.
Yes, beautiful big trees, hundreds of.